Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Untrustworthy dinner misinforms, again. On the issue of Musungi, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR, is like a bad gift that keeps giving. But that is getting ahead of the story. The Marikina Watershed Reservation was established in 1904 through Executive Order 33 and was later enlarged in 1915 through EO 14. In March 1960, the court issued OCT 3356 for 330 hectares, which has come to be known as Lot 10. In 1969, then-President Ferdinand E. Marcos Sr. established the Kaliwa River Forest Reserve through Proclamation 573. In 1973, Marcos Sr. issued Presidential Decree, PD 324, which declared 1,729 hectares as alienable and disposable A&D lands and excluded these from the Marikina Watershed Reservation. In 1975, however, Marcos issued PD 705, which decreed that all lands above 18% in slope cannot be considered A&D, and in 1977, he issued Proclamation 1636, which reverted lands covered by PD 324 to protected areas. Republic Act, R.A., 7586, passed in 1992, and the Dinner Administrative Order, DAO, 33, issued in 1999, have affirmed the protected nature of the area. However, in 1996, President Fidel Ramos issued Proclamation 776, which practically excluded some portions previously covered by PD 324 from the public domain to become a site for a housing project for government employees. It should be noted that DAO 33, being a mere DINR issuance, cannot supersede a presidential proclamation. Thus, areas covered by Proclamation 776 were deemed to have been excluded from the national park. To implement the housing projects, the government, through the DINR, and after open bidding, signed a joint venture agreement, JVA, with Blue Star Development Corporation, BSDC, in 1997, and this was amended in 2002. The implementation of the JVA, as well as the revenue sharing scheme between parties, were guided by a complete term of references that the DINR crafted. Unfortunately, the DINR has failed to perform one of its obligations as a party to the JVA, which is to free the land from illegal settlers, which effectively undermine the project. Despite this and encumbered by its fiduciary duty to fulfill its role in the agreement, BSDC decided to adopt a do-it-yourself strategy and establish the Musungi GeoReserve Foundation Incorporated, MGFI, as its conservation, rehabilitation and protection arm. Using BSDC resources, MGFI converted the area covered by the JVA into a conservation initiative that subsists on low-volume geotourism on titled land apart from the Upper Marikina River Basin Protected Landscape, UMRPL, which was declared by RA 11038 as a protected area in 2017. Contrary to what the DINR is now saying, and amplified by erroneous media reports, the geotourism facility within the JVA area, which includes the garden cottages and the trails, is not a resort built solely for entertainment and profit. The site contains only light, local, sustainable, and temporary structures and features that enhance and sustain the character of the landscape. The management also enforces the strictest and most sustainable visitor protocols and carrying capacities in the country. This venture is distinct from the Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, the MGFI signed with the late Environment Secretary Gina Lopez in 2017. However, the project impressed Lopez so much that it led to the assignment of MGFI as the trustee, also tasked to protect 2,700 hectares of the UMRPL, which is now referred to as the Musungi Geopark Project. It is this MOA that is now being labeled by DINR as constitutionally infirm. The facts are clear. BSDC had a JVA with DINR over a separate area, one that is a titled government property, for a housing project. It is BSDC that initially bankrolled the conversion of the said site into a geotourism area through MGFI. It is MGFI that was assigned by DINR as a trustee to oversee the rehabilitation and protection of 2,700 hectares inside the UMRPL, which is outside the JVA, where the geotourism site is located. The DINR is not providing any financial resources to MGFI, and it is BSDC funds and MGFI's revenues from the geotourism site that are used to finance the rehabilitation and conservation work in the Musungi Geopark project. But instead of DINR thanking MGFI for an innovative approach at no cost to the government, it declared the MOA void ab initio. It imposes a gross misreading of both the Constitution and the MOA to suit its agenda of undermining an otherwise innovative land management arrangement with a private entity for the sole purpose of environmental protection. The DINR appears confused when it accuses MGFI of failing to secure an Environmental Compliance Certificate, ECC, and to procure clearance from the indigenous peoples. It seems to be imposing requirements on MGFI for activities that are not inside the protected area but are inside the titled property covered by the JVA. It is a fact that the trails that are the main attraction inside the geotourism site were already issued a Certificate of Non-Coverage, CNC, which is the equivalent of the ECC for projects with insignificant environmental impact, by no less than the DINR itself. And despite being a titled property that preceded the passage of RA 8371, or the IPRA law, and would therefore be construed as exempted from it, MGFI has begun the paperwork for formalizing agreements with the Dumaguats, but it is DINR that is effectively blocking the process by refusing to endorse the documents. Triggered by the BSDC billing the DINR for P1.2 billion for expenses unnecessarily incurred by BSDC because of the agency's failure to deliver Lot 10 free and clear of illegal occupants and encumbrances in accordance with the terms of the JVA, the DINR retaliated by assailing BSDC, which it is now accusing of unlawfully excising land for housing purposes in a national park, and the JVA is being awarded without bidding. The MOA and JVA were signed by the DINR. DINR is in the habit of undermining agreements it signed in good faith. This untrustworthy behavior would repel any private entity from ever engaging with DINR.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.